the land of Midland Day, for there is no night there. It shall never pass away, and there is no night. Oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no pain, no fears. And they call time not by years, for there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time not by years, for there is no night. Oh, the gates of Pearl are laid, and the city goes away. Oh, the streets of gold are laid, and there is no night. Yes, yes, but shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no fears. And they call time not by years, for there is no night. Yes, they count, for they count time not by years, for there is no night yet. But gates shall never close in that city, for daylight fades, the river flows, and there is no night. Oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no fears. And they call time not by years, for there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time not by years, for there is no night.
God bless you. Amen. And I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you for coming tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Tonight is a prayer meeting, and we shall just hear some little exhortation and then get into prayer. Amen. I want to lay this, if we could allow the Spirit to lead us that way, that I have some prayer topics here. So when we get into prayer, I would like, after we pray over one topic, I'll raise the other one, and we go on and on. Amen. Amen. I think it's the same Spirit. Amen. That will lead us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for yet a privilege like this, O God, to be gathered in your house, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our homes, even at our working places. We thank you for our children. Lord, we thank you that even this evening, O God, we find ourselves in no other place but in your house, O God. Father, when we see what is going on in the world now, we see how time is so running fast into eternity. And Lord, we thank you for the message of the hour, that today, Lord, we can see that we are heading towards eternal life, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you for the message, we thank you for your word, we thank you for the prophet, and we thank you, God, that you have chosen us for this day, O Lord, to represent, O God, the very children that you want the world to see. Father, we bless your name and give glory to you. Tonight, Lord, we just surrender ourselves to you, knowing very well that, Lord, if we come to you with that broken spirit and a contrite heart, you will not despise us, Lord. So, Father, we come with all humility, we come with all meekness, with all lowliness, Lord. Oh, seeking your presence this evening, Lord. That even, Father, we pray that you grant us the spirit of prayer tonight, O Lord. Oh, to say the very thing that the Spirit wants us to say. That, Lord, our will be to your will, O God. We bless you, Lord. We give glory to you. Father, even in this moment, I commit myself also into your hands, Lord. That, Lord, I have no word of my own. I look into your word. It's you that's the author of it, O God. Bless your word, O God. And, Father, quicken it tonight, Lord, unto us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated for a moment? Our last prayer meeting, yes, God called us to a conference. Amen. And we know when God calls a conference, that means something, God wants something to be put right. And we got to know that when God created the heaven and earth, it wasn't a conference, it was fellowship. Amen. But something happened, that's why God called a conference. Amen. And tonight, God called us. But tonight, our topic is, we will see Jesus. Amen. 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 He called us the other time. Today we are going to see him. Praise God. Amen. So that's our topic tonight. We would see Jesus. So I have two scriptures here. The first one is John 12. We read from 20 to 24. And then our second reading will be Hebrews 13:8. So let's just turn to the reading of the Word of God. God bless you. I first read John 12, 20 to 24. You have heard that text many times, but let us hear it once again. Because the more we hear, the more it becomes life to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, Oh, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. And the second reading, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Amen. Oh, dear Lord, we've read your word of God. Father, just lay your hands upon your word and make it alive unto us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? This message, the prophet has preached it many times. We will see Jesus. Amen. Amen. And many a time that he starts preaching this message, he tells a story. A story about a little boy of Ohio. And the story goes like this. He said, this little boy one day asked the mother, Mommy, Can I see God? And the mommy said, this question, ask your Sunday school teacher. Praise the Lord. So the boy went to church. He heard the Sunday school teacher. Sunday school teacher, please. Can I see God? Sunday school teacher also looked at the whole question a little bit hard for him. He said, ask pastor. Praise God. Amen. And so the boy went to pastor. Pastor, can I see God? Then the pastor said, oh, no, no one can see God. No one can see God. The little boy was not satisfied. But he accepted the answer like that. Praise the Lord. And the story goes that this little boy many a time goes with a certain old man to go fishing. So one day he went with this old man to fishing, and when they were coming back, there was a storm. Real big storm, and it was just the grace of God. I won't say lucky. Eh? I've told you, lucky is not part of Christian language. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. They were able to steer to the shore. And when they came out, he said the old man turned back and he saw a rainbow. Then tears started coming down through on his face. Then something just pricked the little boy to ask that question. Because he saw the old man, the way how tears were running down his face. Said, sir, can I see God? Because this question I've asked, but I've not gotten the answer that satisfies me. And the old man said, yes, praise God. He said, you can see God when God is in here. Praise God. When you have allowed God in here, then you can see him outside. Amen. Praise God. So if God is not in here, you can never see God outside. And the boy was really satisfied. Amen. So that's the story. Always the prophet, many a time he preaches this message, we will see Jesus. That's the story he always gave, and I want to give it to you also. Praise the Lord. So we have these two scriptures before us this evening. And the first one, it talks about these Greeks who had traveled all the way from Greece to Jerusalem to worship. Just imagine that, my brother, my sister. And then turn around and look at a lot of empty chairs here. Praise God. People travel all that distance from Greece to go to Jerusalem to worship. Praise God. It reminds us of what? The three wise men also. When they heard that there is a king that is to be born. Brethren, the journey took them 2 years. It wasn't just what? A one-day journey. The prophet said it took them 2 years. Because when they came, when they saw the child Jesus, he wasn't a baby on a cradle. But he was what? He was a boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wasn't a baby. So many of these pictures we see, they are without what? Revelation. That is why when Herod was the wise men didn't go back to him, and he was what? Trying to kill the children. He said from 2 years. Praise God. And people can travel that long journey to worship. And we are within just some few miles away. And we find it very difficult to go and see Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh my. God richly bless you for coming tonight. Amen. The church is not this building. Yes, sir. But he said the number of people that are gathered, they are the church. Amen. So church, God bless you. So these Greeks, they went to Jerusalem. But let us look at what the events of the week when they arrived in what? Jerusalem. It had been a real week of great activities and events. Praise God. It was just that same period that Jesus brought out Lazarus out from what? From the dead. And so it was already a great topic in the whole of what? Jerusalem. Praise God. And then it was then after also, it was the time also Jesus entered into Jerusalem, which we call the triumphant entry. So you could see the bustle in the city. Meanwhile, someone who is dead for 4 days has been what? Has been brought back to life. Hallelujah. And Jesus also entered into the city at that same time for that particular Passover. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's no wonder. Do you know when Jesus entered into Jerusalem? Some people in Jerusalem have never even heard about him. Do you know that? Because they were asking, who is this? So there's no wonder that many cannot know him. And many will not bother to value who he is. They were asking, and who is this? And even some will say, according to the Bible, he said, he's the prophet of Nazareth. See? Not even sufficient. He's more than a prophet of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. So that was the same period these Greeks entered into Jerusalem. And of course, when they entered into Jerusalem, the only place that they would go is what? The synagogue. Praise Lord. Amen. They went to the synagogue. And that's where what? The Pharisees and the scribes and the high priests, they will be what? Preaching. And what they do? Do they preach? They only preach Moses' law. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. That's monotone. Praise the Lord. Amen. So these Greeks, see, they've traveled, so there is something right in them. They want to what? Satisfy that test. Praise God. Amen. So it wasn't that sufficient for them. But meanwhile, they had something. Oh, praise the Lord. They had something. They had that. They heard about what? That a man that has been dead for 4 days has been what? Has been risen. They heard it. And then they started to ask. And they heard more. He said, that man even can make the blind to see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That man can make the cripples to walk. Amen. That man can make the dumb even to speak. Amen. Oh. Amen. That man can make the deaf to hear. Then they said, oh, what manner of man is this? Amen. What manner of man is this? And they started to, they heard more. He said, that man can even walk on the sea. So, it's enough. Can walk on the sea?
Say, not even that. The billows, the storms, the winds do obey him. Yeah. When he said, peace be still.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, what manner of man is this?
Amen.
They heard all this. And even the one that really kicked them was that this man can forgive sin.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can forgive sin,
amen.
Then he is God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Then he is God. If this man can forgive sin, then that was the main purpose we came to Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Then we got to find this man. Amen.
Yeah.
Wherever he is, we got to find him. And so what was the next thing? They had to leave that camp of the Pharisees. Oh, going beyond the camp, my brother. They had to leave that camp of the Pharisees. Going beyond the camp. My brother, we need to go beyond our camps. We need to go beyond our rooms. Our beds, we need to go beyond that. Oh, you lie on your bed and be praying. Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. Lying on your bed. Oh, my brother, my sister. That's no prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lying on your bed. Oh, Lord, I thank you for today. I bless you, Lord. I give you the glory. Oh, my brother, my sister. Look. Conference. If you want to meet God. You know, every conference has a place of meeting. And if you want to meet God in prayer conference, the place is on your knees.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And he will meet you there.
Amen.
And so these Greeks, they said, no, we have to go and find this man. And the prophet said, these Greeks, they were learned people. They were real learned people. But the prophet says, you cannot see God with education.
Amen.
It has to take faith to see God. And what these Greeks here had alone has already built their faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Because faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what? Hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
So their faith has already been what? Has been already been intact, and they wanted to see him. When they were going, they didn't take a blind man and drag him behind. That we are going to take a blind man to Jesus to prove to us. No, sir. It is the Jews that seek for sign. But they believed by faith. Those who saw with their eyes, they said it is what? The work of Beelzebub. And those who didn't see it but heard it, they believed by faith and went forward to see Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
If tonight we also like to see him, then he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then this very night, he is that same God, that same Jesus in principles. Amen. That same Jesus in power. That same Jesus in his word. Tonight, he's that same Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, these Greeks, they went to see Jesus with faith. Their faith was already, they have built that faith. And so tonight, if we want to see Jesus, then we must see him by the same faith. Because we have heard and heard. we have read and read. How strong is our faith to see Jesus tonight? How strong is our faith to see Jesus tonight? He said, they went to the synagogue. They didn't hear anything. But when they heard something about this Jesus, it quickened them to go and see him. Amen. Have you heard something that quickens you? Amen. Tonight? Amen. Have you heard something that will quicken you to see him tonight? We need to go beyond our camps tonight. He said, Jesus himself, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate. And so let us also therefore go unto him without the camp, bearing the reproach, bearing what? The pains, bearing the sufferings, denying ourselves. He went, suffered without the gate. So if we want to see him, then we must also go beyond our camps. Praise the Lord. Amen. We go beyond our camps. Bearing the reproach, bearing the pain, bearing the suffering, denying ourselves the comfort of our homes. Praise the Lord. We go to deny ourselves those things. Then we're sure that we will see him. It's not easy. But meanwhile, when he's here, it is very easy. Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now he said, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Yes. Brethren, there is no continuing city in this life. All these things we see, they will pass away. Amen. But Jesus will never pass away. Amen. There is no continuing city here. There is nothing that is going to give you any life here. So why do you chase those things? Why do you allow those things to bog you down? There is no continuing city here, but we are seeking one to come. As our father Abraham said, he was looking for that city. Praise the Lord. Whose maker and builder is God. Hallelujah. There's no continuing city here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us disentangle ourselves from the things of this world and go beyond the camp. There we will see him. Amen. Amen. One time when the ark of God was in the midst of the children of Israel in the wilderness, sin came into the camp. So God asked Moses to move the ark outside the camp. Praise the Lord. So anytime they want to go to the presence of God, they got to go beyond the camp. Praise the Lord. We have built our own camps, which has encroached us. The camps has encroached us. We must go beyond those camps, brother and my sister. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we want to see him. Somebody went to see him. Nicodemus went to see him by night. And let's see what happened to his life. Praise the Lord. Nicodemus went to see Christ by night. And that goes to see him with faith will never come back the same. Nicodemus never came back the same. He came back a newborn. He received a new birth. Praise the Lord. He received it. And so with that, with him, he went. The Pharisees called a meeting, the Sanhedrin Council, and he was a prominent member. So he went to that meeting also. Nicodemus went to that meeting. And that meeting was, they were planning how to arrest Christ. Praise God. And to prosecute him. So while they were deliberating, Nicodemus was sitting back. You know what he said? He said, look, does our law give us authority to just accuse someone without first hearing that person or knowing what that person is doing? The meeting said, Nicodemus, so you too, you have become a Galilean. You become one of their disciples. Oh, praise the Lord. According to the scripture, that meeting, it broke off that very time. What do we see? Because he has gone to Jesus, his language has changed. Amen. The Pharisee language is no more. Praise the Lord. The Pharisee language is lost. Now, whilst the Pharisees are planning, he is doing what? He's disentangling it. Praise God. When you go to see him, my brother, you will never come back the same. You will never remain the way how you were. Nicodemus came back changed. His language changed. His language betrayed him. Because what he was saying, they could see that he has been to see Jesus. Amen. My brother, if you go to see him and you come back, your language will betray you. The way how you speak, it will betray you. And we see that this same Nicodemus, when they crucified Jesus, he and Joseph of Arimathea, they took what? The body of Jesus to go and bury him. Praise the Lord. This Nicodemus, a Pharisee as that, a changed man. Amen. Because he went to see what? Jesus. And he came back what? He came back changed. Let's look at that woman at the well. When she met with Jesus, her very whole life changed completely. Her life changed because the light threw upon her. And all along she was desiring to see that Messiah. See, it was on her heart, though she was what? A prostitute with what? About six men. Had been with six men. Yet, that seed was there. And when he met with the light, the seed just what? It's propped up to life. It changed her life. She left even her pot and ran to the town. Doing what? To witness, not to preach. Women preachers, if you are hearing over there, she didn't go to preach. She went testifying. Amen. Come and see a man that have been able to tell me all what about me. She didn't go to preach. So women preachers, listen. She went to testify. Oh, praise the Lord. And even when she went to testify, the Bible says the people even didn't believe. Amen. The people even didn't believe. So, you see, then if she went to preach, then her preaching was not what? By revelation. Praise God. So the people even didn't what? Believe it. until they came to see by themselves.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It changed her life. The same thing also, another man went to see him, Zacchaeus. And we have heard about him. Zacchaeus, we know he was a cheat, a tax collector. Hey, brother, if you need to pay 10 euro for your tax, he will make it 20. And then he will take 10 and put it somewhere. That's what Nicodemus was doing. It's a chaos. Praise the Lord. See? And because he was working for the Romans, no one can say anything about him. But meanwhile, this man has been hearing this Jesus. Praise the Lord. He has been hearing the way how this man has been preaching all the time. And all the time his preaching has been against his life. Oh, hallelujah. And one day when he heard that he was coming that way, he's a short man like me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he never goes to church. That's what the way how the prophet put it. He never goes to church. And Christ and the people moving together like that, The thing was that he was ashamed. One of the reasons was that he was ashamed to be part of what? The group. So that people say, look, the cheat also is following, trying to come here. So the whole thing he has to do is to go and hide it somewhere. And look at that man who has been what? Tearing his life all the time. Amen. So he went and hid himself in the trees. But Jesus knew everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He went to see him, but he went hiding. But the desire was here. And when Jesus got under that tree, he didn't even look up. He just said, Zacchaeus, just come down. I will dine in your house today. Amen. And the Bible says, when Zacchaeus met with Jesus, that was the end. He said, now he became what? All those people he has cheated. He said, look, I cheated you for 200. Just this your money. This is your money. He became even what? A cheerful giver. Now, he wasn't what? Extortionist. But now, a giver.
Amen.
It changed his life. Amen.
Amen.
We know of the woman with the blood issue. She also went to see Jesus 12 years with all this blood. Every day seeing blood. 12 years. But when she went to see Jesus, she was healed.
Amen.
Her faith healed her because she believed in that man. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me bring the last man. And that was one of the greatest change ever in the word of God, and that is Paul. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Paul met with Jesus, praise God.
Amen.
Paul was somebody who is very zealous for God. Truly, he was very zealous for God. He was a fire for God, but that fire was the wrong fire. Amen.
Amen.
The fire was the wrong fire. The fire of God, it doesn't destroy. But there is the other fire which destroys. Praise God. And so if you are zealous for God, if you are in fire for God, my brother, check what kind of fire that is in you.
Amen.
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 The Bible says when the children of God saw the glory of God on Mount Sinai, he said it was like a devouring fire. Praise God. But it's like a consuming fire. But it consumes nothing. And Moses even walked through it. God called Moses into that consuming fire. Amen.
Amen.
And Moses already saw it one day. When a bush was burning. Yet, a bush on fire. But the bush was not burning. Praise the Lord. That's the fire of God. The glory of God. It harms no one. It kills no one. It doesn't speak evil of his brother. It doesn't speak evil of his sister. That's the fire of God, the glory of God. But if you have the other fire, definitely, it will be like what Paul had before, to destroy. That fire destroys. Praise God. Two fires. You must be on fire for God and must be what? That fire that harms no one. Praise the Lord. And so this man we know of Paul, how he met with Christ, and it changed his life completely. It changed him. He now became what? The great apostle of even today, of our day. Amen. We want to see Jesus. Tonight, we want to see him. Amen. You know, there's this story about the Queen of Sheba from the utmost part of the world. He went to see Solomon, King Solomon, to listen to his wisdom. But tonight, greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
Amen. The people of Nineveh, oh, they went out to hear Jonah preach. And they repented. But tonight, my brother, my sister, greater than Jonah is here.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight he's here, that he's ready to receive us. If only we will approach him with that broken spirit, a contrite heart, a broken heart, he said he will not despise. We want to see Jesus tonight, my brother, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in the past, he's that same God that can do it tonight, even abundantly and exceedingly than what we expect. As we will be going down, wherever you want to, position you want to, because the prayer meeting, we came for a prayer meeting, I didn't come to preach the word of God. Just to raise your faith for us to pray tonight, my brother. There is many things that we need to go down on our knees and seek the face of God. We need to seek the face of God. Never be satisfied with your condition now. That because you are in this message, and then that is the end. You think that is the end. My brother, it is never so. It's never so. Until you are sure he's in here. And if he's in here, it will not be you anymore. Praise the Lord. It will not be you anymore. But he in you doing his work. We need that quickening power. And it is only Christ. He said he was made what? A quickening spirit. The first Adam was made a living soul. But he was made what? A quickening spirit. It is only him that can quicken you. He said if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. It will raise you up from your condition. But it's because that spirit is not here. If it is here, when you hear church time, it is the one, that thing inside here, the word will never deny his word, because the word is going to be preached here. So if the word is here, it will never deny coming to hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. We would like to see him tonight and say, Lord, we want more of you. We want more of of you, Lord. Quicken our lives, Lord. Because we are living in the evil times. We are living in a Laodicea time. Lukewarm. Why always you think that everything is what? Everything is okay. The period of what? People's rights. No one can say anything to you. You do what you want. My brother, my sister, you are not ready yet. You are not ready yet. Let's gather ourselves, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as we see the time approaching. Praise the Lord. But to exhort one another and provoke one another unto love and unto good works. Praise God. I would like my brother to come here. I want us to sing one song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, as we prepare ourselves to go down on knees and pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to sing that song. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Do you believe that we have a friend in Him?
Amen.
He's more than everything to us. Praise God. And it's a privilege for us to carry, amen, everything to Him in prayer. We have that privilege tonight, my brother.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to Him. All our sins and griefs to us. The privilege to carry, yeah, thrilling to God in prayer. Oh, 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 what peace we offer for. Trials and with trials and temptation, is there trouble anyways? There trouble anyways? Should never be discouraged.
Forsaken, take it to the Lord.
looking to the Lord in prayer. Any wrong he'll take and share.
First verse again.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and grace to bear.
All our sins and grace to bear.
What a privilege to carry.
Gone to see him. And he said he's a friend to us.
Amen.
But meanwhile, we don't see it. And it's a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But we most of the time forfeit this privilege. And we enter into needless pain and birth. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Brethren, tonight, he's here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That very Jesus, that woman with the blood issues met, he's here tonight. That same Jesus whom Paul met, he's here. That same Jesus that Zacchaeus met, he's here. Blind Bartimaeus met, he's here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That God that raised even Lazarus from death, he's here tonight. He said, I am the Lord, I changeth not. So my brother, tonight, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, let your anointing be upon them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. With all thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we have left all to the hands of God. We've left them. And we are going. He said, just cast your burdens upon me. And tonight we have done exactly that. So we are going without any burdens upon our hearts anymore. And so as we sing this song, leave it there, leave it there. Then I'll call my precious brother, Francois, to come and close us. Amen. We sing the last song, leave it there. Leave it there. Do you know how to sing?
I know it, Pastor.
Leave it there.
Leave it there, leave it there.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bless you now. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Leave it there.
Oh, leave it there. Burdens to the Lord and live in it. Oh, live in it. Live in it. Live in it. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in it. If you trust and never. out. He will surely bring some out. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in them. Oh, live in them. Lord, and live in them. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in them. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in
them. Live in them.
Oh, live in them. Live in them. Live in them. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in them. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in them.
Live in them.
Live in them. Oh, live in them. Live in them. Take your burdens to the Lord and live in them. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the
let's bow our head and take the Lord. It was very good to be in a prayer meeting. It was a powerful.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, once again, as our brother preached, Father, from the reading of the scripture, Father, we want to see Jesus. Father, it's not us that desire it, but you put the seed before the foundation of the world inside of our heart that we shall test for thee, Father. That why we do not accept anything else, accept to see you living in each of us' heart. Father, that is the purpose of us even coming here, to have a closer and a deeper walk with thee, Father. And to be like what Paul says, that we are the written epistle of the living God, Father. We want the inside to influence the outside, Father. And the scripture shows us it's only death that can bring Christ inside of our heart. That why we have bring all the things at thy hand and leave them at the cross. Amen. That you shall be able, Father, to live your life inside of our life, Father. That we shall be able to manifest the promise of thy word. Because you say that the sign shall follow them that believe in thee, Father. And we believe in thy word. We want the sign shall follow us, Father. We want the fruit of the Spirit, Father.
Hallelujah.
We can't manufacture it, but the Holy Spirit inside of us will bring this fruit automatically, Father. That's why we want you, we desire you in the form of the Holy Spirit shall dwell in each of us' heart. That you shall make our heart your sanctuary, Father. That you shall be able, Father, to save sins, to pardon, Father, life of the people, to communicate the life through our mortal body, Father. Because we saw it, you did in the life of Ethiopian, a man with Philip, Father, you send him to transfer life, Father. And the prophet says that God made man to be a co-worker with them, Father. The only way that we can be a co-worker with you, when we are full with thy Spirit, Father. That's why we ask you, Father. As our brother has preached, Father, we want all the things that could hinder your presence inside of our life, Father, to depart from our life. Hallelujah. And to see Christ manifest in each of us life, Father. Any spirit doesn't confess your spirit inside of our life, we cast it out to the dry place, Father. We want to see each of us full with the divine love, Father, because that divine love covers the multitude of sins, Father, where we will not be able to see wrongs of our brother, of our sisters, Father. When we look through them, we can see them blemish through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you that you shall bless the pastor, you shall bless his family, bless all the effort that he's doing, Father, to keep this church alive through the Holy Spirit, Father. We ask you that you shall bless the weekend services, the Sunday services, Father. We bring them at thy hand, Father. Those who are not able to make it tonight, they could be with us on Sunday, that something will be preached that it could help them, Father, to push forward, Father. As we see the day approaching, Father, we don't want to forsake the assembly of one another. But with our own power, we can't do anything. That's why we call out to thee. Because we know that our help comes from thee, Father. You're the one who can help us. You're the very help in the time of need. Many requests, Father, we place them before thee for our children, Father. We remember also Denzel this moment at thy hand, that the angel of the Lord shall go before and touch him, Father, and make him whole once again, Father, because we know that by your stripe, Denzel is healed, Father. And we confess the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We know that there's no demon that can stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In that name, all the demons tremble and they run away, Father. And we cast them out from his body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We also ask you all the prayer requests, Father, unspoken, Father. You know the need of each of us. Before even we present them to you, you know them all, Father. Because you know even the number of the hair of our head, Father. You know everything that is inside of us, Father. That's why we commit all them, Father. That you shall deal faithfully, Father. Because you says in your word that everything that you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. We didn't ask you the things of this life, Father. We ask you that your kingdom should be established in the heart of each of us, Father. That your kingdom should have reality, Father. That when we walk, when we talk, Father, people could see the kingdom of God inside of us, Father. As we want to depart from this place to different places, Father, we want you to be with us, Father. Grant each of us a safe journey, Father, that the angel of the Lord shall drive our cars, Father, and it shall take us away from accidents, from all the work of the enemy, Father, that when we come next time, we shall give glory and honor unto thee, Father. We want to bring all at thy hand. It's not because of multiplication of word that you're going to answer to our prayer, but you look at the sincerity of our heart, Father. Putting my faith together with the faith of my brethren and sisters in this place, Father, we ask you that your will shall be done in each of us' life, Father. Bless us all, and we commit all at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Holy Jesus, holy Jesus, holy to satisfy in every burden there comes a blessing, and I know Jesus, holy Jesus, holy to satisfy, hallelujah, in every burden there comes a blessing, and I know a blue.